appreciate the Lord for another opportunity to be back at your way of listening. I'm thankful for His mercy that renews every morning and His compassions that never fail. I can always depend on His love, His presence. When I wake up in the morning, I know He's there, and that's a comfort to me. I know where I'm going. When I pass away, when my time comes to die, I know I'll be together with Him in heaven because He made it sure in my heart. I call out upon Him one day over 6 years ago. I'm not just talking about, you know, out loud or just having a normal conversation with a human. I was speaking directly from my heart. I didn't know how to pray. I didn't know how to do much of anything, to be honest with you. But I prayed that prayer that was broken, contrite. I was remorse. I was sorry that I sinned against God. I was at a very low state, a very dark time in my life, the darkest time in my life. I felt like a refrigerator was on my back. I had the weight of the world and everywhere, all over me. The devil working on my mind, very strong, telling me to, you know, even take my own life. It went that far in my life. And the only way I could look was up, you see. And I knew the truth my whole life. And that's what I'm ashamed of today. I heard the Word of God every Sunday and Wednesday, but yet I still waited as long as I did. But I'm thankful the Word of God came again the second time, and I called out upon God. I was determined this time. I wasn't giving up my last and final chance. I knew it was my last chance. God already told me. He said, "This is your time. This is your chance. I'm speaking to you. I'm here. You know, I'm knocking at your heart's door, waiting to come in. All you got to do is call out upon me with all your heart." And I heard that call, and I prayed as desperately. I prayed determined. I wasn't giving up this last chance that I had. I was praying. I remember the Word of God was going forth in my church, and I remember it just dealing with me and speaking to me, overwhelming my soul. I was bowed down heavy. I don't remember looking up. My heart was so heavy I could barely lift up my eyes. I knew it was my turn to be saved. The Holy Spirit was dealing with me, speaking to me personally, telling me all the things that I needed to hear, exactly the message that I needed to hear. And I was ready. I didn't care who saw me crying this time. I was one that likes to hide their emotions, that bottles them up. And this time I didn't care at all. I didn't care who was watching me. I just needed something from heaven. I knew the love and the compassion that my preacher had in his heart all the years that he's been preaching, still preaching today. I could see it, and I wanted that whatever he had on the inside, I wanted that. I needed that. So do you today. You need the peace from God. You can't find the peace in the world. The Bible said the peace I give, the world can't give. And that's exactly what God gives us. When you actually call out upon Him with that broken heart and a contrite spirit, sorry that you sinned against Him, that's when He gets alive in you. When you really pray that prayer and mean it with all of your heart, really be determined enough. Don't just halfway do it, because God don't halfway save you. When He saves you, He gives you eternal life. The Bible said, "My sheep have eternal life, and no man shall ever pluck them out of my hand." Thank God for that precious promise that God gave. He said, "When I die," and Jesus died on the cross, He said, "I'll send back the Comforter that will be with you even unto the end of the world." It wasn't just something that God just gave immediately to every human being right away. No, you got to give your heart to God. He's looking for people to give their life to Him, to give their whole entire being to God. That's what God's looking for. He's not looking for your money. He's not looking for your social status. How high in the rankings can you get in the church? Can you be a deacon, evangelist? Can you be the preacher? Can you be this, that, and the other? God don't see all that. He don't care what you are. If you give to the poor, if you get baptized in the water, you turn over a new leaf, you do better here, you stop your drinking, you stop your drugs, you stop doing this, that, and the other. But see, God don't see all that. He sees the broken heart and the contrite spirit. That's the only sacrifice that God will not despise. We have all kinds of sacrifices. I stopped my cursing. I stopped different sins in my life. But see, that didn't save me, you see. I never got baptized in the water yet. I'm a saved Baptist. If you want to call me anything, I'm a saved Baptist. That's what is closely related to what I believe in, is what the Baptists believe in. But I'm not really a Baptist per se. I'm a Christian. I'm a born-again Christian. I've been saved by the power of God, by the Holy Spirit. I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. That's the only way that I would ever be cleansed by my sins, is, you know, washing my sins in the blood of Jesus. He's the one that died for us. The Bible said very clearly, there's another name given among men whereby you must must be saved. It was talking about Jesus. There is no other God. There is no living God that's like Jesus. He's the only one that can save you. He's the only one that can give you that eternal life. He's the spotless Lamb, the Lamb without blemish, the Lamb without spot, before ordained, before the foundation of the world. Thank God He is the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. I'm just thankful for His precious Holy Spirit that He gives us and comforts us, strengthens us every day, speaks to me. I'm so thankful to be saved today. I have that peace and joy that I was so desperately looking for in this world. I tried this, I tried the other, this and that, and it kept going down the same old road, the devil's road, that led to destruction. It's a broad way, and many there be that go in thereat. But today, look at the straight gate. There's narrow is the way, and straight is the gate, and few there be that find it. Very few people. You can see and go to these different churches and try to hear the Word of God, but you can't feel the Holy Spirit. It's just a bunch of the flesh, just everybody going around, running around, shouting and jumping up and down, acting like a bunch of fools, falling on the ground and passing out. You see, it's just, that's just an emotion of this flesh. I had an emotional experience when I was 13 years old. I had a few tears run down my face, but I didn't give my heart to God because I wasn't ready to be saved. I wasn't ready to give my whole life to God, you see. But when I came to that time, when I was age 20 years old, I was determined this time. I say, God, have mercy upon me, a sinner. I need Your presence. I need Your Holy Spirit on the inside. I'm tired of feeling so down and out, so troubled. But this poor man cried. The Lord heard my cry, and He delivered me from all of my troubles. He didn't leave any of them there. He took them all out. Thank God for it. All the bad habits that I had before fell off me like dead, you know, like fleas on a dead dog. Thank God for it. He gives everything to me. He just blesses me more than I can understand. I'm not talking about sinful things. I don't desire to go after that way no longer. You see, when God cleanses you, when God gives you that Holy Spirit, it brings conviction when you start doing the old things again. First off, God takes it all out of you. He takes everything out of you, but this flesh is still tempted. We're still tempted in this rotten, stinking flesh. Even the greatest preacher that God ever let live, Paul the Apostle, he said, "O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death?" I thank God is through Jesus Christ our Lord. I'm thankful that there's no power, no principality, no things in this life. No devil is able to separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus my Lord. Thank God for the Holy Spirit. I can never repay God for what He's done for me. I'm a nothing. I'm a nobody. I'm unworthy to preach His precious word. First off, I'm unworthy to be saved, but mostly, right now, as this time being, I'm unworthy to preach His precious word. I'm just thankful to be able to do that and be able to be called by God. I didn't go to college for it. I didn't get somebody that told me that I was going to be preaching. No, God called me. He spoke to my heart very clearly when I first got saved. He said He called me to be a watchman. I would look for my Bible. I would see different scriptures about preaching God's word, and it scared me to death. I started quivering. I started shaking on the inside. It was like a fire that was shut up in my bones. And when I would get down to pray, I would get called on to pray in church or in the nursing homes. God would start using me in a mighty way. Nothing that I could understand. I was barely able to keep up with the Holy Spirit. I didn't know what was going on, but I knew something was on the inside, burning on the inside. I could feel the Word of God coming forth and speaking to precious souls, and that's exactly what I've been trying to do ever since, is trying to win as many souls as I possibly can, because this life is short. Life is way too short to be wasting time and be, you know, entertaining this rotten, stinking flesh and trying to go out and do different things and partying, and all these types of things are just vanishing. They're just going to vanish. It's all temporal. All the souls that I'm trying to win, all that's going to be eternal. If I really win souls, they really call it upon God and get saved, I'll have that on my crown. I'll have that, those gems and those things. But guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to cast it right back down at His precious feet. Thank God He's altogether lovely from the top of His head to the bottom of His feet. He's everything to me. He's the lily of the valley, the bright morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. I appreciate His mercy. I appreciate His blessings upon me for saving me, for giving me the free gift of eternal life. I can never repay Him. It's the free gift of eternal life. It's not by works, lest any man should boast. It's not the baptism of the water. It's not turning over a new leaf. It's not giving your money to the church or the alms or to the homeless. All these things are okay, but see, it's not essential to the salvation of your soul. You see, you got to call out upon God. Stop wasting your time. Maybe you've heard me before. Maybe you've heard preached like this before, and you're being convicted inside your soul. If you have any kind of conviction inside your heart, evidently you're missing something on the inside. You need something from God. You really didn't have that prayer. Maybe you had a prayer with a preacher. But see, that don't get you saved. You got to have a personal experience in grace. It's something you got to pray for yourself. You can't just have a prayer with somebody and expect to have a change in your heart. This old man died, a new man is born in you. When you really get saved again, really get saved and born again, you have a new nature. You have a divine nature on the inside. The Holy Spirit dwells with you, speaks to you. You see, when I first got saved, I knew something happened to me, but the devil worked on me for 2 weeks and told me that I had never been saved. But I knew something was different on the inside. I felt the Holy Spirit speaking to me. It was convicting me about my sins and showing me different things in the Bible. I just knew something happened to me. And during that 2 weeks of trying to get my assurance, I said a bad word like I used to in time past with my friend. I looked over at him and I said, I apologize for saying that word. And I knew that I never would have apologized for that before, because that was in my nature. That was my vocabulary, was curse word after curse word and these different sinful habits that I had. But I apologized to him. I never would have done it before, and I knew something had changed in me. I started reading my Bible, and then one day at a little birthday party, I had the Holy Spirit. My dad asked me something that I want to talk about. I said, yes, I believe I got saved. And when I said that, the Holy Spirit, it was like a whirlwind from heaven came down and started filling up my soul, and I couldn't help but go down to my papa's house and tell him about being saved. He said, good, son, good. Then go start praying. Go start studying. And that's exactly what I've been doing ever since, every single day. It's not a job to me. I love to pray. I love to study. I love to see God's precious Word. I want to learn more and more about my precious Lord Jesus, all that He's done for me. I can never repay Him, but I got that Holy Spirit on the inside dwelling with me forever and ever and ever. It'll be never separated from the love of God. Thank God He don't give any 30, 60, or 90-day plans. When He gives salvation, it's eternal. Thank God it's forever and ever and ever. And so is hell today. God didn't create hell for us. He created hell for the devil and his angels. So if you go there, you go there as an intruder. Go home and do some praying. Get on your knees. If you're at home right now, get on your knees and call out to God with all your heart. You'll be found of you. It's the best decision that you'll ever make in your life. I can speak from experience. I know what I'm talking about today. If you have any kind of conviction inside your heart, get down on your knees. Get on the knees of your heart. Maybe you're too old to get down. God don't expect you to get down if you can't. Just get on the knees of your heart and call out upon God. Really be remorse. Be sorry that you sinned against God. Don't be sorry that sin caught up with you, that you had a consequence. Maybe you got in trouble for something, going to court. You went to jail. Don't be sorry because of that. Be sorry that you sinned against the Almighty God. You see, He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord would be saved. I'm thankful that Scripture is comforting to me, and that's exactly what I did when I was 20 years old, was call out upon Him with that broken heart and that contrite spirit. It talks about Nicodemus. He said, what do you mean be born again? Jesus told him very plainly, you must be born again. He said, you must be born of water and of the Spirit. He'd already been born of the water. He couldn't enter his mother's womb again. He's already had that birth, and so have you. That's why you hear me today. But she said, you must be born of the Spirit as well. And that's that Holy Spirit that dwells on the inside. You got to call out upon Him personally. This is not something that I just made up and hummed up. I feel Him burning on the inside. I'm like Jeremiah talks about, a fire shut up in my bones. I can't help but preach God's Word. Whenever God uses me, whenever God blesses me, it humbles me. It doesn't puff me up with pride. I don't think I'm an anybody. I know I'm a nobody. I'm a nothing. I'm an unworthy, wretched sinner saved by grace. And I'm just an open vessel to God. Whatever God gives me to preach, that's exactly what I want to do. No, don't take anything from it, and don't add anything thereto. I just want to be a blessing to everybody I come in contact with. I want to be used in a mighty way for souls' sake, with the power of God on me. I got a long ways to go. I got such a long ways to go. But do some praying today. Really call it upon God. And Christians, get to praying and studying. Time is short. I see my time's about gone. May God bless you in Jesus' precious name. Amen.